Get statement from Fairbanks, you still online?
Yes, I would, thank you. Regarding the language that some or all of the trust assets must be deposited in this state, my comment is that in order to develop the trust industry in Alaska, we obviously need to start slowly because it's not very developed right now. We do not have the money managers and other professionals at this time that are necessary to manage hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think the Summerall language is essential because it gets our foot in the trust industry, in this international industry. And I think that I would urge you not to require a certain percentage of the assets be deposited in the state of Alaska because, frankly, I'm not sure that the people outside who will be setting up these trusts at this time would have a lot of faith in the sophistication of Alaska. But I think this will change as the industry develops. The next point was regarding the income tax. So long as, if Alaska adopted an income tax law, so long as the trust itself was not taxed, it would have no effect. But as I agree with Mr. Thwaites, that one way to do it would be to provide that if the beneficiaries of the trust are Alaska residents, then of course they would pay income taxes on any distributions. And if it was done in that way, the imposition of income tax would not significantly affect the industry. I also agree with Mr. Manley regarding the burden of proof. I think it'd be superfluous to say that the burden of proof or these trusts do not change the burden of proof regarding fraudulent conveyance. I see nothing in the act that even suggests that the burden of proof has changed by the act. And lastly, regarding the rule against perpetuities, I think that it would be good policy at some point for Alaska to repeal the rule against perpetuities wholeheartedly, but this bill does not do so. Perhaps in another bill, we'll take that up. But if you have a law that most attorneys in the state cannot explain, you have to ask ourselves whether or not it's a good law. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions on these gentlemen? I'm about ready to close the public hearing. Public hearing on HB 101 is now closed. Or further discussion on this bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move committee substitute House Bill number 101, dated draft version, dated 2/10/97, Bravo version out with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent with a zero fiscal note, sir.
There are zero fiscal notes, and I would just point out for the record, Mr. Hudson, that the we contacted the Division of Banking and Securities, and they indicated they had no problems with this bill, and they have provided a zero fiscal note. With that, are there any objections to moving this bill? Hearing none, so moved. This meeting is adjourned. As of 4:58, please stand by to sign the bill packet, ladies.